Sourcing for innovation, making sense of the rapidly changing worlds of artificial intelligence, workforce development, and digital transformation.
Sourcing for Innovation, episode 31. My name is Adam Curtis, Communications Director at Catalyte. This episode will be hosted by Kate Bergen, General Manager at Catalyte. Conversation with three Catalyte apprentices to hear their reflections of a year working on a public health project. Kate, all yours.
All right. Well, welcome to the podcast. I'm here with three of our amazing apprentices, all of whom are working on one of our public sector partners and projects. We'll go around the group and introduce ourselves. I'll start, Kate Bergen. I am the general manager at Catalyte. I work with all of our apprenticeship programs.
I'm Tyler. I'm an API developer from Catalyte. Before this, I was working as a food service employee. I did serving, bartending, anything you can think of in that industry.
I'm Marvin. I'm also a software developer and currently an API developer with the client that I'm on now. Before Catalyte, I worked as a medical courier. It's not the only job I had. I had a couple jobs through the years up in food service and among other things.
Hey, everyone. I'm Lauren. I'm currently a business analyst on our contract. Prior to that, I was in tech sales and had a career in customer service tech support before that.
Where do you each feel that you have learned or grown the most over the course of the last year? That could be new skills, technical, durable skills that you've acquired, but where do you feel like you've grown the most?
I would probably say my social skills grew the most, definitely. And that's not to say I didn't grow technically as well, but I think that's probably what shined the most. Just because of different situations I had to deal with. And as I spoke to earlier, just being able to be like professional. And as Lauren spoke to as well, being flexible and ready to handle whatever comes at you. When we were initially upskilling, we were expecting to be full stack developers. Me and Tyler ended up just being strictly back end. So we kind of just, the whole team kind of just, rolled with the punches and took it head on.
To add on to what Marvin said too, with that, Catalyte trained us to be full stack developers, meaning we would be able to take on from the entry point on the front end, what the user is interacting with, all the way to the back, not just the API level, but also the database level. So front to back. And we got put on a team where we're the component directly in the middle of the user interaction and the stored data. And it's the biggest, I think, learning curve where we've improved the most is being able to communicate with an entire team, whether it be the whole front-end team or the back-end team or the QA team or the BAs, the business team. But there's so many different groups of people to talk to that all have their different responsibilities, and to have us, at least Marvin and I, being on the same team, focus on one specific detail of that entire process. And if we need something else, more information from any one of the teams, we have to learn how to communicate in a way that they'll understand, not knowing what we're doing, and learning to hear what they have to say with the assumption that they are the experts in their group, in their area. It's been a very interesting change, but I think Marvin and I both have gotten a lot better at that.
For me, I say I've definitely become more confident. As I mentioned before this, I was in tech sales, and that comes with some rejection, a lot of it. Being able to come into this role where I feel like I'm exceeding, expectations, and, I know my stuff. There are certain newer people that'll come on the project and look to me as a subject matter expert. So definitely has brought back my confidence in, my career and in my work and how I feel, about it in general.
Yeah, I'm really struck by how all of you have highlighted communication as being so central to your role. So, taking those technical skills and then being able to communicate and align team members around what you're doing, how you're doing it, is really impressive. Thank you for that. Marvin, you have said that you love having a value in your work And that part of that value comes from having a positive or productive struggle. So what's been the value of the work that you feel that you've been having? And is there any productive or positive struggle to achieving that?
I would say that the work that we do on this client is especially valuable because it actually has a great impact. It's supposed to be making healthcare more affordable, more available, to the wider populace, which I think is an amazing thing. So it's great to be working on something that's like actually going to change and hopefully just be something good for the world. As cheesy as that sounds, but it's nice to be working on something that I feel like matters and that I can be passionate about. That's for certain.
Not cheesy at all, Marvin. Passion and impact are never cheesy. Thank you for sharing that. Lauren, you know, technically you are one of the most, you're in a junior BA role, a junior business analyst role on the project. But in reality, you're actually one of the most senior people on the team and the most tenured people on the team. So, you know, how do you balance that? How do you approach that interesting balance with the client and with other team members on the project?
It's definitely an interesting balance. I feel like Marvin said and Tyler said, a lot of people bring a lot of different perspectives and things like that. So while some people may not be as experienced in our government contract or what we do now, they all bring a different, value to the project that I try to learn from. I try to pull from everyone's experience. But I do find myself, answering a lot of questions for, the newer tenured people as well. So it's kind of a give and take relationship. You know, I may answer something specific about our project, but they all have some great insight on business analysis overall. So, we take and give from each other.
Tyler, I'd love to get your reaction thoughts to what Marvin was saying about impact. You know, how has it felt knowing that your work is in service to improving health outcomes and accessibility?
I think along with what Marvin said, I have kind of the same view on this. It's really nice to be able to work on something concrete, something that I know is going to make a difference. The parallel from where I'm coming from before was on such a smaller scale, like working in food service. I was helping individual people or like small families, just feeding them, like come to the restaurant, I give them what they ask for and making them feel good about themselves and the experience that they're having. And that was more of an immediate gratification. Whereas this, I'm working on something I think is bigger. I'm working with a bigger team of people to impact more people on a grander scale. And I think that's kind of just one up to my experience with working in food service. I just feel so much better to be able to contribute to something that's going to impact bigger populace of people. Just feels really good.
How would you describe the value that you and your fellow apprentices bring to the work that others might not?
I think that the value that we bring as Catalytes is our upstanding professionalism and our unshakable character. I mean, speaking to that, we have some amazing people on our team. I wish we had more of them in here just so they could kind of speak to their experiences and what they do on the project. But I think on a technical level, we just bring a level of quality that you can rely on and trust. And on a social level, we just bring what Catalyte offers. We're drivers. We push for quality, and we always start with a smile, I would say.
We're really, really strong communicators, and we're reliable developers, PAs, designers, everything. We're you can count on the Catalyte to get the job done, and like Marvin said, bring quality. If a team is looking for a senior developer and they're struggling to find one, you can rely on a junior Catalyte to do the job, maybe just as well. In the same amount of time, if not better. And I know that from our current team is looking for other developers. And one of the first things that Marvin and I both thought of was like, hey, you're looking for a senior. Maybe instead of that, let's bring on a junior Catalyst developer. You can rely on the consistency and what we're bringing to the table. You know, they're going to be bring similar technical skills and confidence and communication skills that Marvin and I have brought. And not to exclude Lauren, just different teams, but the same thing, the confidence, the reliability, the flexibility that all Catalyst bring to the table.
Yeah, for me, I would kind of go back to what Marvin said earlier about, you know, not having any, you know, bad habits to break. I think we bring a certain freshness. We are experienced enough to know what we know, but we're new enough to be resilient and to still learn. So I think it's a great mix of where we are in our careers to be both sponges and kind of shake things up a bit too.
Let's talk a little bit about the apprenticeship training that you received as through Catalyst a little bit. So how did that training prepare you for your work that you're doing now? Do you feel like it's enabled you to stand out?
I could have never imagined how well Catalyst has prepared us for a client like this. I still am learning how to handle the amount of responsibility that is being asked of us, but the client really trusts the Catalyst employees. Like everything that we're bringing to the table. I mean, I know Marvin and I are just working in the best practices that Catalyst has taught us, but to see that alone being recognized by our team leads and saying, hey, this is really great. Both of your, like the code that you guys are writing is super clean. We want to adopt this as our standard for this entire project. We're working on this from scratch so early on. We want you guys to be the ones setting the standard for this. And from our perspective, this is just what Catalyst taught us to do in training. A lot of this is just Catalyst standard, but it's helped us so much. I think we've had a massive impact on just our individual teams. And I think we're really going to end up building something really cool and really clean. And it's going to work super nice and not have a ton of issues, like maybe the first iteration of this this experience. But yeah, I cannot thank Catalyst enough for how well they've prepared us for this.
Hearing you say that the clients trust you, that they're giving you responsibility, accountability. What other feedback have you gotten from your managers, Tyler, or from the clients?
This is a bit of newer news, but my team was actually asking we're looking for some new developers, some new contractors, and has asked that I participate as part of the interview panel. They're going to have me asking questions on, you know, best practices that we're already using in the project for new people coming in, and be in charge of upscaling them and onboarding, delegating tasks when they're finally onboarded and stuff like that, which is really cool. Still kind of blowing my mind a little bit on that one, but yeah, stuff like that. It's really cool.
Tyler, that's awesome. So like, not only is your code being held up as this is an example of code that we want other team members to follow, this is what it should look like, this is how clean and simple it should be. It's not only is your technical skill being held up, but now you're being asked to evaluate other team members, prospective team members, and potentially help support their onboarding. That's a huge compliment. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Marvin and Lauren, I'd love to hear, you know, from your perspective, you know, how do you feel that the technical training prepared you to be successful, and what feedback have you received so far?
So before coming to Catalyst, I had never heard of business analysis when it comes to like technical requirements gathering and things like that as a career path. Like I knew nothing about gathering requirements, a user story, just had no idea. So to be able to go from that to being fully confident, competent to excel at my role, as well as, you know, teaching me the skills to know what I don't know and how to find out what I don't know so that I can continue to grow, were all things that I really think that Catalyst pushes and helps to develop. So that's been a great help. And I've received tons of, you know, compliments from my supervisors about, you know, the initiatives that I do sometimes, you know, going a little bit above and beyond the expectation to just make sure that everything, all our requirements are satisfied.
Marvin, what about you?
Before Catalyte, I wasn't really technical. I haven't had much experience in IT. So the training was definitely a bit hard for me when I first got in. But as I started to learn how to code and things just started clicking for me, it was a great experience. I like the fact that I didn't know how to code beforehand because it gave me some very strong foundational skills and technical skills that, you know, I didn't have any bad habits that I had to unlearn coming into it. So I think that just speaks to how good the training is and how it can bring somebody from not being able to code to being able to code. And fast forwarding to today, you know, getting feedback like, hey, Marvin, thank you for turning this around quickly, or thank you for getting this API deployed in 2 days for us so that we can give the UI access to this API, you know, those kinds of things being said to me when just 2 years ago, I didn't even know how to code. It's just amazing to me that like I've progressed that far.
Marvin, follow up question to that. So what is the response or reaction from your managers or, you know, other contractors when they learn that you're delivering this value and, you know, you don't have a CS degree, and you've gone through an apprenticeship program?
Surprisingly, it's never come up. And I think that just speaks to just how good our training is. It's almost like people just assume. I'm sure my manager would be surprised to find out that I didn't go through the normal channels. I think that like I'm just kind of part of that new generation of software developers that have come into IT unconventionally and are still able to do their job very well.
Thank you. All right, so just a time check and our last question today. So when you think back over the last year, can you tell me about how your life has changed? You know, how do you feel now versus when you first joined the project and even when you first joined Catalyte?
When I first came down here, I actually moved down here with my girlfriend. She goes to Morgan State University. We were kind of, I was looking for more so of a career before a job. I didn't want to just work something normal like I usually did, like a food service job or back to being a courier. So I think that kind of just lit a fire under me also to like make sure that at the end of my training, I got hired. So my experience was just a lot of pressure, a lot of anxiety, but it all turned out really great in the end. And I was able to get hired and kind of change my life around. It's been a great experience for me. I've never had kind of like something I could call a career that has like benefits and all those other nice things. So it's been amazing so far.
Thank you. Tyler and Lauren, how would you answer that question?
I think the biggest change for me over the past year and compared to, you know, my past jobs is that I don't hate Mondays anymore. Like I don't, you know, wake up and feel like, oh, I hate being here. Oh, I don't want to do this today. You know, of course, you know, you get sick and things like that. But overall, like I'm really happy with what I'm doing. I really enjoy the work that I do. And that's something that, you know, I haven't had in many other roles.
Love and Mondays. Thank you.
So let's see. For me, I think the biggest change now is that I feel like I have a path and I'm being recognized for the work that I'm doing. Working in food service for it was around about 10 years when I finally stopped doing it entirely. I would do the best that I can. I would do as much work as possible. I was as flexible as possible in my schedule and in my skill set. And the recognition just wasn't there. I was working as hard as I possibly could. And that was all I was doing. I didn't have any direction. I was just going to keep working there until I made enough money until I was 60 or 70 or whatever, and decided to stop working. Whereas now I have a path forward. I know this is the career that I want to be in. I'm enjoying it. I'm meeting all kinds of really cool new people. inside and outside of the company. Opportunities are opening up, and I have a quote unquote 3-year plan. I know where I'm going the next year after that. And the recognition is there too. My team leads within Catalyte, within the government client that we're on now, are constantly telling us, hey, you guys are doing a great job. We appreciate this. You guys are really bringing a lot to the table. It's so much better. I have really nothing to complain about anymore, where I used to complain all the time, every day.
Thank you, Marvin, Tyler, and Lauren, so much for spending this time. You know, if I reflect back on our conversation, I'm hearing that if we bring, you know, a flexible, agile mindset to our environments, I mean, we couple that with really rigorous technical training, then what happens is, you know, the clients are trusting you, they're giving you more responsibility, you're having an incredible impact on the communities of which you're a part in terms of driving improved outcomes and accessibility. And then what is that creating for you? It's a pathway, joy on Monday morning, that joy and that recognition. I'm grateful to get the time to hear from you all and learn those things. Thank you.
Thank you.